Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much, Monique, for the introduction. My name is Lauren Yerkes, and today I'm going to be discussing disclosure of mental health and substance use behaviors in an HIV-positive population. I have nothing to disclose. Just to kind of give an overview of what I'm going to discuss today, just a background of the project, including what is MMP, or the Medical Monitoring Project, the research question that we're going to discuss today, the analysis and review, and limitations and future work. So just kind of an overview of what the background is of the Medical Monitoring Project. As many of you are familiar, HIV surveillance conducts a core group of characteristics, variables on persons living with HIV who are diagnosed, who are currently living with HIV, or who have died with HIV. And the Medical Monitoring Project is a supplemental surveillance project that is funded by CDC, or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And essentially what it is a subset of HIV-positive individuals in Virginia that are looked at for clinical characteristics and behaviors who are currently in some form of HIV outpatient medical care. And what we want to know from this medical monitoring project is to learn about the experiences and needs of people who are receiving care in Virginia for HIV. What is the unmet need? What are some things that we could do better? What are some services that we could provide? And it's conducted by state and local health departments. So what the research question is that MMP also includes interview questions based on mental health. And what we wanted to learn was, do the MMP participants in 2009-2010 data collection cycle, do they disclose their mental health and substance use behaviors during their interview at rates that are different than what is found in their medical record abstraction? So what prompted this research question? Well, a lot of studies, agreement between medical record abstractions and interviews are pretty mixed. There are some studies that say, well, yes, there's a definite agreement between interview and medical record abstraction. There are others that say, no, there's no agreement at all. Then agreement might vary on the type of factor, whereas medical conditions are more frequently reported in medical record abstractions, whereas behavioral or symptomatology is more frequently by self-report. And among those studies, even fewer studies examined interview to medical record abstraction, or MRA, concordance for mental health and substance use. And are there factors that determine higher concordance? Demographic factors, sociodemographic factors? And so that's kind of what we wanted to look at. So with MMP, there is a three-stage sampling design or sampling method, starting at the state level. Currently, there are 23 project areas, 16 states, 1 U.S. territory, and 6 separately funded cities. Now, every state and D.C. and Puerto Rico, they're all eligible to be a part of the MMP. There are 23 project areas at this point. And these 23 project areas are supposed to be representative of about 80% of the HIV/AIDS prevalence throughout the country. And from that state level, we take healthcare facilities. So each healthcare facility is eligible if they would like to participate. So we take a sample of the HIV care facilities from each state, small, medium, and large. And they're eligible to participate for two things. If they prescribe antiretroviral medications, it can't be refills only, it has to be first-time use. Or they test for CD4 or viral load counts, not by referrals only. So that's how they are eligible. And typically it's about 25 to 50 facilities for each project area. And from there, patients are sampled from each healthcare facility. And behavioral and clinical information is collected on these HIV-positive persons that are currently receiving HIV medical care. One, through an interview, and then the second is that their medical record is also abstracted from that healthcare facility. There were about 400 sampled from Virginia for each data collection cycle, but there can be 100 to 800 for each project area. And from the United States as a whole, it's about 10,000 patients that are interviewed and medical record abstracted every data collection cycle. And this is just a quick map of a study population of the current MMP project areas. You can see Virginia is on the East Coast. That's us. And then this is a map of Virginia, the persons living with HIV disease as of the end of 2010, and all of the medical monitoring project participating health facilities in the 2009-2010 data collection cycle. There are about 16 healthcare facilities that were participated in the 2009-2010 cycle. Virginia is divided into five health regions, and to kind of give an overview of that, the Southwest is the more rural area. It includes Roanoke City, for those of you who are familiar. The Central region includes Richmond City. Northwest is Charlottesville all the way up to Winchester. Northern region includes Alexandria, Arlington cities, and Fairfax counties, so very close to Washington, D.C. And then finally, Eastern includes Norfolk, Chesapeake, and Hampton, Newport News area. As you can see, there are higher rates of persons living with HIV as of 100,000 population in the central, eastern regions, and northern health regions. And so there are more MMP healthcare facility sites in those locations. Since the MMP subset data is supposed to be representative of the prevalent HIV population in Virginia, just kind of wanted to show each health region and the sample size from each health region. There were 325 participants in the 2009-2010 data collection cycle. The percent of the sample and the percent of the living cases in 2010. There are slight differences, but pretty on the mark for the same representativeness percent. These are the analysis variables that we looked at for mental health. In their interview, they are asked the patient health questionnaire 8, which is 8 questions that are supposed to be representative of depression and anxiety symptoms, and the summary score of greater than or equal to 10 equals yes in our study for having moderate depressive symptoms. For the medical record abstraction, that was a physician or healthcare provider diagnosis of anxiety, depression, and/or bipolar disorder. For substance use, they were asked 3 questions. Have you used injection drugs in the past 12 months? Have you used non-injection drugs in the past 12 months? And we also used binge drinking variables. So that was if a woman had 4 drinks or more in a setting in the past 30 days, or if a male had 5 or more drinks in a setting in 30 days. That would be considered some form of substance use for the interview. For the medical record abstraction, it was very similar to mental health. So if a physician diagnosed alcoholism or some form of substance use, and that was documented in their medical record abstraction, they were considered to have a substance use behavior. These are our methods. We looked at demographic variables, so that includes race, ethnicity, current age at time of interview, and gender or sex at birth. Demographic variables explore for differences in mental health and substance use endorsement and medical record abstraction documentation. We used chi-square analyses to do this. We also use chi-square to determine if there is a relationship between what respondents report during their interview and what is also recorded in their medical record. And our data from 2009 and 2010 MMP data collection cycles were used. This is a quick overview of the patient demographics in 2010. As you can see, about 2/3 were male out of the 325 participants. The current age, the majority were a little bit older, about 2/3 were 45 years and older, and about 2/3 or a little bit above that were Black, non-Hispanic. We also looked at sociodemographic factors as well, such as education, health insurance, or their years since their HIV diagnosis. A little less than 50% had beyond a high school diploma. About 35% reported no health insurance, 47% reported any public health insurance, and 18% reported private insurance. And as you can see, a vast majority were diagnosed greater than 5 years with HIV. So they were living with HIV for greater than 5 years. There were some interesting demographic results or patient demographics. For mental health, younger persons, which is less than 34 years of age, were more likely to be concordant with their medical record than older persons for their mental health use or mental health disorder. Persons diagnosed within 5 years were more likely to be concordant than persons diagnosed less recently. And private insurance holders or persons without insurance were more likely to be concordant than public health coverage holders. For substance use, this was interesting. Older persons greater than 34 years of age were more likely to be concordant than their younger counterparts. And this is a result overall of mental health concordance from their interview versus their medical record obstruction. So it was statistically significant that patients reported their mental health at a rate that was similar to what was reported in their medical record. I just want to show you that 21% did not report any mental health during their interview, but it was documented in their medical record obstruction. We're not entirely sure why that is, but it can be said that when the PHQ-8 is asked, it's over their mental health or their depression within the past 2 weeks, whereas chronic, it can be more chronic in the medical record obstruction. Also very similar for substance use, if a patient reported their substance use in their interview, it was also likely to be documented in their medical record. Or if they didn't report and it wasn't in their medical record, that was also true too. Here's the map of the mental health concordance levels by health region in Virginia in the 2009-2010 data collection cycle. As you can see, the Southwest had the lowest concordance percent level in the state at 45.8%. And it gradually got higher in the more populous areas in the northern and eastern regions. For substance use concordance levels by health region, the northern region had the lowest percentage level. It is smaller ranges, but it's 63% concordance in the northern health region. So what did we conclude from this? That MMP participants do report their mental health and their substance use during interviews at rates that are similar to what is found in their medical record obstruction. So this is great because asking mental health and substance use questions during the MMP interviews with our HIV-infected population is supported, so we can look for unmet need in our population. There is evidence that there may be lower concordance for mental health status in more rural regions of the state, such as the Southwest region that we looked at earlier. There were also some demographic differences. Age is older, so is your substance use concordance. Age is lower, so is your mental health concordance becomes higher. More recently diagnosed, higher mental health concordance, and public health insurance is lower mental health concordance. There were some limitations. It's not possible to statistically compare data by regions. The numbers were too small for stratification. As you might have seen, there was only one healthcare facility site in the Southwest region that participated during this data collection cycle. Mental health status is only calculated using the PHQ-8. There's only one question for anxiety, whereas the MRA does include depression, anxiety, and or bipolar disorders. And the timing of the interview versus the MRA there can be a slight gap. Future work, we would really like to look at mental health status for HIV health outcomes, including viral suppression. And MMP is integrated into a comprehensive data system to track persons as they progress through the care continuum. A lot of data is being done on the care continuum at this point. Also, to examine mental health concordance by rural versus urban categorization. Are there any questions? And thank you.